Hello, good afternoon. This is J.D. Pichet. I'm interviewing Hamid Nouri of Nouri Associates Incorporated with a little questionnaire about ITOL version 3. How are you doing this afternoon, Hamid?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Great. So can you tell us what is the IT Infrastructure Library, or ITOL?
ITOL has been a subject of a lot of press and marketing in the last probably 5 years in the U.S. ITOL is a collection of IT best practices that has been developed by a global service management community, and its publication has been facilitated by the U.K. government, specifically in the Office of Government Commerce, or OGC. The efforts around ITOL development started in early 1980s. And the version that we currently know as version 2 was released eventually in 2001. ITOL is made up of 7 books, and it is in essence process guidance or process framework that is documented in 2 specific books out of the 7. Service support and service delivery are the 2 books that cover the key process domains within the framework. Service support is the day-to-day operational aspects of what we do in IT in terms of providing support to a customer or our end user, as well as helping change the environment to enhance the capabilities that we have or recover from a potential error in the environment. Specifically, the service support area covers 5 process domains, including incident management, problem management, change, release, and configuration management, as well as the service desk function. The other domain that provides the core of the guidance is referred to as the service delivery area. Service delivery includes the 5 key areas or process areas, including service level management, financial management, availability management, service continuity, and capacity management. Security management is also addressed within the service delivery domain.
So what's the value proposition?
Good question. Many ask that, am I going to get really any benefits by investing time and energy in understanding the framework? The answer is pretty much yes from most organizations that have been involved with ITOL in the last 20 or so years. Specifically, ITOL brings the quality management discipline to the IT profession. And prior to the ITOL framework, there was really no formal disciplines or framework that the IT management could rely upon in order to bring a degree of rigor and professionalism to the process area within IT. And this topic of quality, as you well know, has been around in the business domain for a very long time, as it became a key priority for many U.S. corporations in the late 70s and throughout the 80s and 90s due to competitive pressures by higher quality producers. And we saw that first in the auto industry and later a wave across the entire manufacturing industry and eventually the services industries. Specifically, ITOL does help organizations reduce IT costs and improve IT service quality. It also assists with aligning the customer's expectation with the IT service delivery capability. For many organizations, they see their IT function as a black hole with no way to see into the performance and the outcomes and performance that they get from the organization. And finally, you should expect to see a much higher level of customer satisfaction after a successful implementation of the framework.
So what is the ITOL version 3 or ITOL Refresh all about?
Version 3, or the ITOL Refresh, is a part of a process to improve the ITOL best practices as we know them. It represents the industry consensus on current state of IT service management best practices and what has been learned and now common knowledge for many professionals in the last 20 years. Its biggest contribution is really the introduction of a lifecycle view of IT services.
So what should you expect from version 3?
In version 3, there will be 5 core practice books that cover the entire lifecycle of IT service management. This is as opposed to the 7 titles that we had available under version 2. The core titles are services strategies, service design, service transition, service operations, and continual service improvement. As you can tell from the lifecycle books or the title of the books, they're very much oriented towards thinking about conceiving services, thinking about deployment plans, deploying them, and eventually operating and improving them. So that is how it's structured. There are also a range of complementary guidance that will be eventually introduced at a later time by industry practitioners. Each core book is targeted at a specific audiences within the IT service management discipline. However, it is recommended that all five titles should be reviewed by all stakeholders. All the titles will be released simultaneously on May 30th, 2007, and can be purchased as individual titles or as a set. Knowledge management, which is another very key area of interest to many IT professionals, will be dealt very directly in version 3 in all core titles.
How will version 3 affect the practitioner in the certification process?
ITIL version 2 certificates will continue to remain valid. The V3 exam panel that has been put together in the last year is in the process of developing a three-level structure for qualifications, which includes the basic or foundations level, the management and capability level, and an advanced level. The certification exam and the training courses for the basic or foundations level will be available in early June and will be in the same 40 multiple choice questions in 1 hour format as in V2. The exams for the second and the third levels will likely be released sometimes in second half of 2007. And the current courses around ITIL practitioner should pretty much remain intact, but now be incorporated into the service lifecycle.
What are the potential benefits of transitioning to or implementing version 3?
The primary benefits will come from the additional guidance that will be available around IT service management lifecycle. There's also a much more comprehensive coverage of knowledge management issues and capabilities related into IT, related to IT service management throughout the five titles.
What services are available from NORI Associates Incorporated to help with the transition?
NAI, or NORI Associates, is a specialist training and consulting firm that's focused on IT service management and, in general, IT management control best practices. We offer training and consulting services on public domain best practices frameworks and standards such as ITIL, ISO 20000, COBIT, MOF, CMMI, and ISO 27001. We help our clients get their IT service and process improvement programs off to a strong start and maintain momentum through early wins and monitoring a few key metrics that truly matter to the organization. Our training capabilities and offerings are accredited by EXIN, the IT Service Management Forum International, and ISECA, and provide a great foundation for a comprehensive training and awareness program. We would definitely enjoy an opportunity to talk to anyone who's interested on the subject and see if there is services that could be of assistance to their internal initiatives.
That's very informative, Hamid. Don't have any other questions for you.
Very good. Well, thank you for having me this afternoon, and I look forward to our future sessions.
Yeah, whenever version 4 peaks its head around.
There we go.
All right, Hamid. Thank you very much.